When you got social media, who needs an agent? I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. Paul F. Tompkins is a very successful stand-up comic. He's had his own TV show on VH1. He's been in movies like Anchorman and The Informant. He's one of the top professionals in his field. Now, here's how comedy shows usually work, traditionally. Performer books a show, puts out ads, hopes people show up. Well, Paul's trying something completely different. He's leaving it all up to you. If you form a Facebook group demanding he come to your city and 300 people join that group, Paul will show up in your town. Paul, how did this get started?
Well, okay, this is a very convoluted story. Let me make it simple. I was in Atlanta last year, and I was doing a DVD taping. It was also going to be a Comedy Central special, doing it at this intimate little theater in Atlanta. It only seats 74 people. And I got to Atlanta a couple days before the show, and the thing was not sold out. And I was kind of freaking out, so I was on Twitter haranguing people to come to the show. And I said, look, I need essentially 300 people to come see me in Atlanta over the course of these four nights. And in the midst of all that, people retweeting and everything, this comedian, Bob Kerr from Toronto, said, hey, why don't you come do a show in Toronto? And I sort of half kiddingly, but mostly serious, said to him, well, you get 300 people to say they'll see me in Toronto, and then I'll book a show in Toronto. And so he started this Facebook group and, you know, outlined it like, hey, you know, we want to bring Paul to Toronto. If you join this group, don't just click because you want to support me or you just like joining groups. Like, you have to be committed to seeing the show. And within, I think, a month, he got 300 people. And then I said, all right, I'll book a show. And it was one of the best nights of my career. And so I thought, okay, there's something to this. You know, there's something to getting the audience in place first and then booking the show.
It seems like you could get a lot of work done by, A, having other people do the work, and, B, hanging out in a supine position on your laptop.
Oh, if only. If only it were that simple. Well, but I also have a bicycle-powered laptop, so that's,
okay.
that's a problem.
You build up a sweat one way or another.
Yeah, exactly. It is. In some ways, it's easier because it's other people start the groups, and you know they take it from there, and they do a lot of the spreading the word. But on the other hand, it's so many details for me to juggle in my brain. It's really difficult. And there's a point where I can't remember which show is when, and you know, and I have it all on my calendar and everything like that. But it really is like just the trying to remember what's happening is really difficult. Trying to find the venues is really tricky because I do have specific parameters. It's got to be around 300 seats, you know, and there has to be chairs. So it's not rock clubs where it's going to be just standing, because I don't think that people should ever have to stand for comedy. There's something about that I think is kind of ridiculous, you know.
How did you arrive at the number 300 specifically? I mean, would you show up for 275 or what?
It's a bit of a crapshoot how many people are going to be there. The lag time between when the group reaches 300 and when a date is booked, you know, it takes time to find the venue. It takes time to then coordinate my schedule with the venue schedule. So a lot of times people are saying yes to the idea of me doing a show. When it comes time to the reality of it, they might not be able to make it.
Paul, is the Tompkins 300 group model a gimmick that you're trying out for a little while, or are you in this for the long haul?
When I first made the decision to do this, I had told myself, there are going to be shows that are disappointing. There's going to be shows where the people aren't there. There's going to be shows where the venue's not that great. But these are growing pains, and I feel like this can work, and I know I'm going to make it work.
Paul F. Tompkins appears this weekend at Rebar in Seattle, a show arranged by a Tompkins 300 group on Facebook. We have some video clips of Paul in action on our website. I really suggest you check out his thoughts on cell phones and text messaging. Paul says that he likes texting because it's a way of sending information to someone without the burden of hearing what that person has to say in response. And then there's another one up there of Paul as a used car lot salesman. He's trying to sell a car lot that was formerly used to sell used cars. It's funnier when he does it. That's all at futuretense.publicradio.org. You can hear previous shows and sign up to help us make this program. Future Tense is produced by Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe.
American Public Media.